So good afternoon. So I'm going to give a guided meditation on the Brahmavihara of equanimity. And you know, we can go through the seven factors of awakening shortly again as yesterday, and then you know, from when we come to the last one, equanimity, just radiate that equanimity out, and then there will be a little surprise after that. So you know, please find a posture you can sustain for 45 minutes. And then again, bringing to mind your aspiration, your intention while you're practicing. And then you're pointing the mind to the present moment, experience in the body. And that's, you know, already a first factor of awakening, sati, or mindfulness. And then, you know, really taking an interest in our experience, that keeps us connected with the object, that is Dhamma Vichaya, investigation of Dhammas or interest. And then really staying with the object requires energy, virya. So that's already the first three of the seven factors of awakening. And then, you know, through staying with the object, tension is slowly, you know, let go of. And the whole experience starts to get a bit smoother. That's so maybe an experience of some subtle joy or contentment. pity. Or it can also be not so subtle. It's for different people, it appears different. That relaxation. Pity. Just being able, you know, to let go of what's happening in the mind and not getting involved, and the mind starts to calm down. That's the fifth factor of awakening, Prasadi, calm. As the fragmentation in the mind starts to disappear, and there's a sense of collectedness, stability, composure, stillness, focus, and the Pali word for that is samadhi. The mind is, you know, connected yet spacious and balanced. You know, the definition in the scriptures would be dwelling free from desire and discontent. That's upekkha, equipoise. Often compared with a bird's eye's view, and also translated as perspective. So that's the seven factors of awakening. So as the factor of awakening, actually upekkha is translated as equanimity. And as the Brahma-vihara, it's translated as equipoise. So as a factor of awakening, it's equanimity towards our own mind states. And as a Brahma-vihara, equipoise, it's equanimity towards the mind states of others. How they, you know, approach us. So equipoise as Brahma Vihara and equanimity as a factor of awakening. That quality, you know, which is compared with the full moon, the coolness of the full moon. And we can arouse now that equanimity as a Brahma Vihara, Upeka as a Brahma Vihara, with the sentence, all beings are the owners of their karma. You know, and seeing how that feels in the heart area. And allowing the Brahma Vihara of Upeka to radiate out in front of us, to one side, behind us, the other side, above and below. And sitting in an orb of Upeka. And just being aware of the limitless quality of that Brahma Vihara. And whenever then the mind wanders off into thinking about something, just coming back to the limitlessness of this Brahmavihara. And then, you know, let us imagine an image in our mind of the most steady and loving being which we can imagine. Someone who fully embodies this Brahmavihara of upekkha, equipoise, balance and composure. Just allowing an image to arise of a being you might have met, or you know, someone you know from religious imagery, or some other public figure who has that quality for you. You know, and feel their wisdom and steadiness and how they can care for others and for themselves from a place of strength and love. And let them show you what is possible. And they smile at you and you smile back. So the same qualities, you know, which this being embodies, they are also within you. That's why we can recognize and visualize them. And take that mirroring in from this being and receive it and fill your body, your heart and your mind with that mirroring of this quality which we all also have. So with the in-breath we can, you know, receive the mirroring and how that feels, and with the out-breath we just relax into the spaciousness. And then this being, you know, reaches under their robe or under their clothing or in their pocket and pull out a special gift for you. A clear symbol of what you need to stay steady, loving and strong. And you know, you reach out your hand and they place it into your hand. And then you come and, you know, open it. Maybe it's in some packaging, maybe it's just the gift is just without packaging, and then if it's not clear, hold it up to the light and see what is it. What is that symbol you have received? From your own inner guidance, you can say. This is a clear symbol of just what you need to keep your heart steady and your mind clear. So now you can respond, you know, with a gesture of gratitude, maybe a bow, and thank this being for the symbol they have given to you. And they respond and say, we are here with you and can be called upon at any time to steady your heart. And you know, you can really feel that this being, this is inside you. This is a part of you. A potential. Steadiness and love in the midst of it all. And a feeling that you carry this wisdom and courage in your heart as well. And this symbol can help you to embody more of that quality, which is a natural quality of the heart mind. And then, you know, for the remainder of the time we have to sit, just sit with that encouragement. And sit with that, you know, mirroring of your capacity. And allow it to permeate your being. And steady the equipoise, the equanimity. Which is a Brahma-vihara as well as the seventh factor of awakening. we're coming slowly to the end of the meditation. Coming back to the breathing, constant change. Even the most sublime moment has a beginning, a middle, and an end. We can use, you know, those ideals as guiding stars, not trying to force perfection, but rather knowing perfection arises and ceases.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.